In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're going to treat now of the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, which will be August 4th of 2013. And the theme is like stability in God. Some of the readings are very challenging, and they're meant to be. And so, first, the theme that it's we're being led to through these readings, especially the first one, is trust in God. Now, that's not always easy, as everybody knows. The prayer for the day says, "Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen." You may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Restored, to restore it, he created us, we sinned. He has to restore us. And when restoring us, giving back his life into our being, he has to keep it there and preserve it. Otherwise, we won't do it. And that is this theme of stability in God. Let's take some examples of instability. Right now, whenever we're listening to the news or watching it on television, there's a great deal of unrest in our spirits. Everything is so mixed up, so disappointing, so crooked, that we get very upset. And it's at those points that we have to give our lives to the Lord and trust him and say, "Lord, we trust you." That's where we find our stability, you see. For those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. So, we need to be restored, that's baptism, and live a divine life. We ask the Lord to keep safe this new life that was given to us at baptism, and restored to us through sacramental confession, through prayer, through receiving the Eucharist. Keep it safe. Why? Because life can be a very uncertain thing. And that is sort of what the book of Koheleth, Ecclesiastes, is presenting. Now, the Church takes this reading from Koheleth, on this 18th Sunday, and then it's the instability, the uncertainty of life. And the gospel is going to be about the rich man who had a big harvest, wants to pull down his barns, build bigger ones, have lots of stuff around so I can be safe. And our Lord says, "You fool, tonight you're going to die. And all you're thinking about is your comfort in this life. You've got to stop that." That's also the invitation that's given to us indirectly in this book of Koheleth. Koheleth, Kahal means the assembly. And the Koheleth is the one who assembles the assembly. And so that's his name. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Chablei Chabalim Amar Kohelet. Chablei Chabalim Hako Chebel. The first line. Chebel means lightweight, vanity, floating, feather, that notion. Chebel. It's all going around the place, so, as we'll see. So what then do we do? See, we learn to put our trust in God. Now, this is difficult. A, because we're self-centered. B, because our faith is weak. We don't really know God very well. In fact, the point of many of the trials in our life is to have us grow in trusting God, really trusting God. And it's difficult. Somebody gets sick, lose a job, you know, still trust. Actually, John of the Cross, when he's talking about the very advanced stages of the spiritual life, and he speaks about the dark night of the spirit, of the soul, and he says that the main purpose of that dark night is to elicit an heroic act of hope. I do not rely on myself at all. At this deep and profound level of my being, I don't rely on myself at all. I think if most of us looked at ourselves, we'd say, that's good if it's stuff I can handle. Then I can say I'm trusting God. But if it gets to be stuff I can handle, I get rattled, which shows you that I'm really trusting myself and not God. And that has to go because it's a lie, because it's misleading, and it's holding me back from God. So having Kohelet today as a reader, as a reading, is very interesting. And it goes, the vanity and so forth fits in with the parable our Lord tells in the Gospel about the man who got rich and pulled down his barns to build bigger ones, and he said, you fool, tonight you're going to die. In other words, where is our stability? What holds us together? Now, nothing wrong with wanting to have enough money to feed the family and, you know, even go on vacation. But if that's the level in which we have trust, it's a very superficial and a very flimsy trust, and it's not really trust, because if that gets shaken somehow, we lose it. So the message, you see, is trusting God. And that way we grow. We grow. Now, for some people, emotionally, that's harder. For others, it depends whether they had a very stable family life or whether they didn't. Whether the family was disturbed, or whether it was there's an experience of solidity and affection in the family, that helps a lot to have the ability to trust, but it doesn't absolve us from having to grow in trust through the inevitable difficulties of life. We have to learn to trust God, and so that is our theme. Stability in God, you might call it, if you will. And this text, as I've started to read it, I'll read a little bit more. You see, it's the instability. I'll read some of it in English here so you can hear it. Vanity of vanities, says Kohelet. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. That's as close as we can get, I guess, in English to this word chebel. Lightweight, feathery, transitory, fluttering around, but you know, they're all, you know. So that's why the text says, you see, chebel, hevalim. Kohelet says this. Kohelet means, from Kahal, he's the assembler of the assembly. And he's threatening us. He's challenging us, not threatening, challenging us. Now why do you think he's doing that? And why do you think that's the word of God? Do you think the word of God is saying, everything is vanity, everything is vanity, you see? Is that what he's saying? Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave his property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not rest. This also is vanity. And why do you think he's doing that? I'll tell you what I think, and I'm not alone in this. He's like somebody saying today, you know what? Life stinks. And he's hoping you can change his mind. So Koheleth is saying, vanity of vanities, so that you'll say, wait a minute, that's not true. If we have faith in God, it's not vanity of vanities. And then he smiles and says, that's just what I wanted to get out of you. An affirmation of God's goodness and his care. And this goes on at every level until we have this, if we are blessed with this, we come to an heroic trust in God, which, as I say, according to the mystics, is the whole goal of the dark night of the soul. I have no confidence in anything, especially myself, only God. Then we're realistic. But that's a shaking experience. And God is so kind that if we're not ready for it, he won't give it to us. Sometimes he thinks we're ready and we don't think we're ready. And that's where the rub comes. But at that moment, we do our best. And the Lord will crown it. And I'm doing my best to trust you. I know I'm supposed to. You're God. You're my Father. You love me. Jesus died for me. You don't want me to be in this trouble. And I'm going to trust you. And there'll be a certain percentage of you that's not going along with this. You just say, Lord, don't pay attention to that side. Pay attention to this side. So why is he saying all these things? This also is vanity and a great misfortune. What profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Now what does he expect us to do? Say, wait a second, Koheleth. You're going too far. He's trying to get that answer out of us. If I say, yeah, that's right, he's lost us. He's trying to say, make it as provocative as possible, so that we'll say, just a second, Koheleth, that is not the real case. Yes, life is difficult, life is challenging, but we can trust God. It is not all vanity. It is our way to God. And yes, we cling to stupid things like wealth and reputation, which mean nothing in God's sight. And we don't strive enough to be pleasing to God. But God in his mercy is going to help us. And it is not all vanity. That's what he wants out of us.